Hello. Thank you for calling Smith's Weapon Store. This is Frank. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm looking for a gun.
You're looking for a gun?
Yes. Do you have a moment to talk to me?
I do. Actually, there's nobody here. It's raining. Whenever it's raining, nobody comes in the store.
I'm
just sitting here with my variety of weapons. We sell a lot more than guns. We're an all-purpose weapon store.
I think I really need a gun.
Okay, specifically?
But I think I need a plan with a gun. Help me to have a plan with a gun?
Yeah, it depends.
Well, how does one properly load a gun?
A gun.
Mm-hmm. It depends
on the gun.
And slick about it.
It depends on the gun.
Well, do you have a small gun?
Yeah, we got real small guns. Like, we got that kind of gun that fits in your boot.
When it fits in your boot, Is it really easy to get to if you're in a Secret Service mission?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm not on a Secret Service mission, but I just need it maybe that I put that in my plan.
Okay, sure.
So, in my plan...
Yeah, what's your plan?
Well, you already decided that I should have a small gun.
No, well, no. I mean, you asked if we sell small guns, and yeah, we sell actually the smallest gun.
Okay, the smallest gun you sell.
No, we sell the smallest gun. The world's smallest gun is sold in my store.
Well, how does one judge how small a gun is? One judge that?
It's 2 inches. It's the world's smallest functioning gun.
But how does one put their fingers in it?
You can't really.
Do you shoot with your eyelash?
Well, no. I guess if you wanted to shoot it, you could put maybe a toothpick in there or the tip of a pen. You probably couldn't fit a whole pen, but maybe the tip of a pen.
Would this take down a large man, 6'4", about 240, with the world's smallest gun?
I mean,
would it take down?
Probably not, but I mean, if
so, why are you telling me to plan this out? Because
I don't know what.
Well, I thought we were planning.
Wait,
planning.
What is this you're trying to?
I asked you if we had time to plan.
Yes, we do.
I thought I was calling a gun store. Am I calling a gun store?
This is
before
what I'm trying to tell
a lady
you. A
comes
store.
Out with her secrets and her tea.
Okay.
She wants to make sure she's at the right place.
Of course.
And you told me about 5 minutes ago, I'm judging accordingly, that you would help me with my plan.
Yeah, we can help you out. What is it? What did you say? How big?
Well, we're talking about the world's smallest gun.
Yeah, that's not
And we
really
decided gonna... that wasn't a good idea because the culprit in our...
I mean, you could
our,
kill a mouse with it.
Well, he's a lot bigger than a mouse.
Okay.
But sometimes...
Like a dog?
Well, he can be a dog.
Okay.
A devilish dog.
Well, if you're trying
and
to kill a dog...
And that is why we are planning and plotting
right
now.
If you're trying to kill a dog... I mean, you could just poison it, right? I mean,
I've been trying to poison him with McDonald's.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I
dogs,
give it to him 4 days a week.
But that's a real slow death.
I know, and I want to speed it up.
And they're likely to just shit all over your house.
He has been all over with Monica.
Is Monica like a dog walker or something like this?
She pretended to be.
Oh, okay.
She pretended to be the dog walker.
She pretended to be a dog. Oh, mm-hmm. She scammed you.
She did.
She scammed
at $15 a week.
I got scammed.
You
I
did.
Got scammed. Not by a dog walker. I don't have a dog.
Oh, okay.
But I got scammed by a house painter.
Oh, what did they do?
They robbed my house.
All of it? Your whole house?
They robbed my whole house. Well, they were like, oh, you got to go so I can paint the house.
Yeah. Oh, so that's how they got it, brick by brick. Oh.
And then they took the whole house. They took all my furniture. Then they took, like, just like you said, they took the siding. Mm. They took the, you know, the walls, the roof.
Well.
They took everything.
They took everything.
I came home and it was just my basement.
Well, how long were you gone for? Well, at least you had your basement. That's a safe space.
It was really impressive, actually. They did it in like a weekend.
Oh, where'd you go that weekend?
I went to Santa Cruz.
Oh, well, see, you just cruise on life, you know? How did the insurance company take care of it, you know? Put more assets in there?
Well, they said because I let them into the house.
Well, what we need to do right now is we need to get you some money. Say, we need to put my plan of killing my husband, what we are going to work out, hold.
That's what the plan
is. And we need to go after them scammers that got your house. We need to call my cousin.
You know what?
He's with the Hillbilly Mafia. Don't tell nobody.
There's a new house in a real bad neighborhood that looks just like my house.
Oh, they put it over there?
I think they rebuilt my house. And they're living in it now.
Well, did they have two cars that they put together that looked like a house at first, and then they just got rid of that and put your house there? Because that's a good idea. I mean, I know it's a scam and we need to call Vinny, but it is a good idea.
Who's Vinny?
Well, you need to have them scammers sleep with the fishes. You know what if I mean? You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
I take care of my husband.
It's all about being rational. Yeah, all about being rational.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. But it's also, then it's not even just murder. It's conspiracy to commit murder.
Well, we're conspiring right now.
Well,
what's a little bit more?
At this point, I feel like I got the guns, I got the plans.
Well,
I feel like I haven't crossed the line from salesman into conspirator. And I think I'd rather not.
You have boundaries. I can respect that. Yes,
thank you.
So we won't kill your scammers, but we can kill my husband.
Well, really none of my business.
Well, you see,
but the world's smallest God will not do the trick. It definitely won't.
Yeah, I know. But I try.
Okay. Are you really fixated on the gun?
No, I'm not. I'm not fixated at all on the gun.
You don't think you could maybe, okay. I'm trying to think here. Because we got all sorts of things.
What kind of sorts of things? Do you have a machete?
We do.
Oh, like I could be a ninja. I'd like to take him.
Well, if you want to be a ninja, we got the throwing stars.
Oh, you got one of them big swords that they have in that movie.
Like
the kill. Yeah, I want a katana.
We got katanas. Let's see.
Do you have an outfit to match the katana?
No, but we do have
It's all right. I can order it on Amazon. Sheath. Don't worry. I can order it on Amazon. Yeah, I just want to get into my murder.
But let's see. What else we got? We got nunchucks.
Ooh, yeah. Get that mofo. Get
We have lots of bows.
I'm not really feeling the bows. I've got like a giblet on my arm.
Okay.
You know, when you get older, you don't want to show certain lady bits.
Sure. We sell archery supplies. We also...
do you have some kind of apparatus that will, like, I could put it on my door, and as he drives up on my driveway and parks on the wrong side, because it's his house, that it shoots him right there. But it looks like it was from somebody else, not his wife. Hmm. Like, I'm not there, and the contraption just disappears.
So that kind of thing is illegal.
Of course it's illegal, but did I call the right spot? You know what I mean?
I mean, you could buy the gun here.
Yeah. The world's smallest gun. Would that take care of him?
Well, that could shoot out tires, maybe.
And that would make him...
maybe.
That would look like an accident. That's a very good idea, and you're plotting.
I suppose you could use the world's smallest gun to shoot out tires. It would also be very easy to get rid of it.
Yes, it would. I could just swallow it.
And the bullets are so small.
I could just swallow it, and maybe it'll get rid of some fat.
Pencil lead.
Because I'm a single lady now.
But you might have to shoot a tire multiple times before it actually
works. Well, he noticed that. Little bullets going at him in all directions as I'm shooting him down as he comes. Yeah. Would it get the windshield? Because we don't have windshield.
I mean, it might get the windshield. I don't know.
We don't have windshield protection on our insurance. That's not going to work.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You know, it's about the money at the end of the day.
I think they would just bounce off a windshield, though.
They probably... He drives one of them big trucks. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well then.
An F-350 all
lifted.
Is there
any way you could maybe... I mean, if you got point-blank range up on the tire.
He got point-blank range. I have five children. He's got point-blank range. He does.
No.
And then he's got seven other children with Monica.
I'm not talking about his world, smallest gun. I'm talking about... With this world's smallest gun,
You
got point blank range up to the tire, and
that's
then,
like a vasectomy in guns.
Well, I mean, look, I've had a vasectomy. I don't think that
I did too.
That implies anything about the size.
I closed up shop.
The functionality.
Because Monica had twins.
Oh my! Well,
I'm telling you,
Monica. I take it Monica is your husband's lover.
I feel like we were in a polygamous marriage.
Okay.
But we didn't get like any of the benefits. Like Monica never came to my house and babysat my children.
Okay.
I had to babysit her children.
Okay.
She didn't babysit mine. You know, that's not very nice.
Well, I mean.
You know, youngins need both of their mamas.
So wait, you wanted the woman sleeping with your husband to babysit your children?
Well, you know, truth be told, Monica is a very, very beautiful woman.
Okay.
She's a very beautiful woman. And I thought if my husband was having children with her, I would be the stepmama to them beautiful children. And she didn't raise them babies with me. Like, I thought that if we just sat around and watch Sister Wives together, that we would be able to do that. And she just wanted to take my husband for her own. And that's just not right. But I need to shoot my husband because child support has really got us with those seven children. Since
I see.
We could like pay everybody out. And
so you...
I thought it's just a win-win situation. So as I was going psycho in my car...
You're in your car right now?
Yes, I am. I'm in my car.
All right.
In the middle of a parking lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay, you're not moving.
No.
Are you in our parking lot?
No, I'm not in yours. I'm in the Winn-Dixie parking lot.
I didn't mean to say good.
Don't worry.
Just
I got ice cream in the car, so I won't.
All right.
I won't be here forever.
All right. Okay.
So I'm having a moment.
Okay.
Having a moment.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I know what gosh darn we need to do.
Okay.
We need to get rid of the husband.
Right. So you called...
your gun shop.
You called my gun store. Well, it's not a gun store. It's a weapon store.
Yes. And we were talking about...
We sell lots of weapons.
Katanas
we sell.
Guns.
We also sell historical weapons.
I don't want to kill him with a historical weapon.
I mean, you can buy a Tommy gun. Here.
What is a Tommy gun? He has a brother
like
named
gangster
Tommy.
Gangster gun from the 40s.
Ooh, I love
that.
That
circle.
I always loved me a trust fund gangster.
The handle you hold like up front with the circle in front of it. There's like a...
Oh, and it just shoots mass bullets. Just pa-da-da-da-da, pa-da-da-da-da, pa-da-da-da-da.
You can't really buy ammunition for it anymore.
Oh.
It uses outdated ammunition.
Can you make the bullets for it?
I
did a lot in home ec.
Technically, you could make the bullets.
Okay, well.
I mean, technically, if you can make bullets, you can make bullets.
Do they have YouTube videos on how to make
absolutely, I'm sure.
Okay, so I'll just make the bullets.
I bet you could even just Google how to make bullets for, I can give you the make, model, the year, you know, when I sell it to you.
I wonder if you can make different color bullets.
Sure, I don't see why not.
I think that would be a good idea, don't you? Like, I really leave my mark.
Yeah.
Like, I really showed my colors.
Do you think if you put a little capsule of food coloring inside a bullet, that it would dye the person's blood that color?
Oh, so like they bleed. Die with like turquoise blood.
Yeah, exactly.
Like so a vampire.
So they bleed like, out and their blood's like and some that crazy
covers,
color.
That covers the whole murder. You're like, no, officer, that person see, did not get murdered. They are a vampire. Do you not see that turquoise blood? That is genius, kind sir. That is genius. I think I have a good plan. I'm going to make my own bullets, and I'm going to use a Tommy gun, and I'm going to wear what a girl would wear in a katana.
Okay. Okay.
And then I'm just going to come out wild. Oh, you're going to
get the katana, too?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to
Katana, just like what the people wear when they're wearing it. Oh, it's really warrior-like.
But you're
going to
have a Tommy gun.
I'm murdering someone, so I have to be in that full form, if you know what I mean.
Like, I mean, I suppose, but you're holding a Tommy gun.
He's a big man.
I mean, that's true. True.
You know, he's a big man. Yeah,
no, I understand.
And Monica might be with him, you know?
Monica might be with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what would that be?
Well, she sounds like an innocent mother of children.
Yeah. Well, no, she's going to be a vampire, you know?
Well, but not really.
When the police come, I'm going to tell them that they were both vampires feeding off of each other. I just came up with the whole thing right now. You know?
Well, I mean, but wait, so you're going to, I mean, okay, well, I mean, I can sell you the Tommy gun. Like I said, I don't have like any kind of outfit, like a samurai outfit. I don't have that kind of thing.
Can I buy this Tommy gun with food stamps?
No.
Oh, well, that might be a problem.
No, we'd take cash, credit, debit.
We
will take a personal check. We'll take Bitcoin.
I do have this we'll take, check Dogecoin. From a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
He is in Turkey.
Okay.
And he can't get out of Turkey right now. So
okay, but you'll sign it over?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'll sign it out. But can I get some money on the side too? Because it'll be a significant amount more because he's
like
a prisoner.
Back?
Yeah, you know, I'll give you like...
We're not a bank, ma'am.
Well, you know, it's for my friend in Turkey, you know.
Right. The cash?
Cash. Can I trade you in sexual favors?
I mean, we're just talking over the phone.
I'm giving you sexual favors right now.
I mean, I'm going to go ahead and guess probably not.
That's sweet love right there. Sweet, sweet love.
Ma'am?
We have to get rational.
Yeah, I feel like you're crossing
ice cream.
That boundary again.
My ice cream is melting.
Sure.
And it's rocky road. I love rocky road.
Oh wait, you're in a grocery store parking lot after going grocery shopping.
Yes, I was having a moment. Remember,
I was right.
I was in the grocery store getting the groceries for me and Monica's children
because
I'm all the time babysitting, living off at $1.99 a week, $1.99, and $489 in food stamps.
Gotcha.
But it's good, you know.
Okay, well, yeah, we don't take food stamps or nothing, and
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
It's all right. I will have my cousin Vinny call you, and he's got like cash or a job maybe right. For you to do.
So, a job?
Yeah.
Well, like he'll come work here.
Or maybe you could work for him. You know,
I don't want to go work for anybody. Well, how would that even make sense? Why would I go work for him if you're buying something at the store?
Well, because maybe I was positioning you.
Positioning me?
Yeah, seeing if you had guns for my cousin Vinny, if you were willing to murder. I mean,
we do sell some guns. We sell other weapons, too.
And katanas.
That is a weapon.
And machetes.
Those are weapons. And all size. Of
it matters.
No. Size we sell?
Matters.
No. As in, like, you can buy a sai here?
Oh. Is that a weapon? Is that like a Tommy gun?
No.
Oh.
It's a blade.
Oh, okay. Can you chop vegetables up with it also?
I mean, I guess you could chop vegetables with most blades.
It's like a ginseng knife.
But no, it's more. No, not really.
I always wanted a set of ginseng knives.
It wouldn't be convenient.
Well, would a ginseng knife be convenient?
For chopping vegetables?
Or your husband?
I mean, probably.
Well.
They say on the infomercial that it can cut through bone.
What but, could I mean, buy I don't have in them. Your store for $1.99?
$1.99. A sticker?
And what would that sticker say?
It's got our logo on it.
Oh. And then people would know I'm a supporter of guns.
Well, no, there's actually no guns on the sticker.
Oh. But why would you own a gun store and not have any
like
guns?
I told you, it's not a gun store. It's a weapon store.
Oh.
Okay, we sell a variety of weapons.
Do you...
For weapon collectors.
Do you do anything past that? Are you like a lawyer or... Do you help with the felony charges after? Well, after I'm just saying, you know, no, if someone goes in and buys a weapon and that their weapon is now in the property of the police for murder, how do you help the individual that you sold that weapon to? How do you help them out? What is your customer service?
It seems as though...
What is your return back guarantee?
Well, let me tell you... Right away. So usually I'm on the exact opposite side of that situation.
You're usually getting murdered.
No.
Oh.
A murder happens.
Okay.
There's a court case.
Uh-huh.
The gun's used as evidence, or the knife is used as evidence, the weapon's used as evidence.
Or the katana.
Then when it's no longer needed by the police, it's put up for auction and I bid on it.
Oh,
and then I sell it in my store.
I could buy a gun that is already murdered somebody else, so it has prior experience.
That's expensive.
Oh, that is awesome. So it's already tried and true. You know it works.
Yeah, but it's very expensive.
Oh.
I actually have one of Charles Manson's guns.
You do? I have a best friend, and my best friend was in love with Mr. Charles Manson.
Really?
Yes, she wrote him.
Crazy.
At Corcoran every year for his birthday and for Christmas. And you
she
see,
didn't marry him, did she?
Before I got with this dog, I was with another man.
Charles Manson?
No, no. He was a protege of Mr. Manson.
Oh my God.
He was.
One of those guys?
He was like, you know how there's aspiring actors?
Yeah, no, yeah.
There's
of course.
Aspiring serial killers that never really serial kill.
Okay, sure.
You know, because that's a fine art to be able to kill
people. Yeah, a lot of people don't get off the ground.
they don't.
Get, like,
they try to get people to kill other people, but other people don't continue through with the murdering. It really is hard, you know.
Right.
And so he was not very good at the job either because... You know, that is how I got with this dog, is the guy that was the protege of Charles Manson. Uh-huh. He got arrested, too, and he tried to go to Corcoran. So and my best friend.
Corcoran?
Yeah. It's in California.
No, I understand.
It's in a very, very seedy, terrible part of California.
Sure.
Yeah. When people say they're from Corcoran, they kind of cringe. They're like, Corcoran.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's... Very, very unbecoming. It's kind of like Bakersfield.
Bakersfield. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the meth capital of the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But not as bad as Oildale. Oildale put all of their teeth together, and they came up with a half set.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. It was
great.
It wasn't straight and wide or nothing like that, but, you know, it's okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, okay, so... Did you want me to hold the Tommy gun for you?
I actually think I'm going to come in and we're going to get together. Remember the getting someone else to murder is something I'm really trying to.
Oh.
Yeah, you murder for me.
No. You see, I'm a collector.
You can collect his body. I'm okay with that. If you want to keep it and stuff it and take it to a taxidermist, I got a cousin named Vinny. You know, he knows a great taxidermist, and you could just stuff him right up and just put him in your weapon store, as a shooting part, you know, just bang, bang.
Oh, we're not that kind of weapon
shoot
store.
Shoot the man in the middle,
tell you, we don't have like a shooting range or anything like that.
Well, you should, because you have all those weapons and a katana.
We don't even sell ammunition, except for the world's smallest gun, but that's only because it has special
ammunition. So do you just make everybody murder their victims like vampires?
No, well, like I said, we mostly sell to collectors.
Oh.
To other collectors.
Oh, because they're all historical pieces?
They're not all historical pieces. We also just sell weapons. People collect various weapons, you know, if they know about the manufacturer, or like if it's a particular build or a special, you know, if it's special in some way, you know,
like one of the Winchester guns.
Yeah, exactly. Like it might have a nice handle, you know, there's lots of things that can make us interested in an item. Yeah.
You know, I always really identified with Miss Sarah Winchester.
Okay.
Yeah. She really got it. She was like an empath, you know, and nobody understood her.
An empath.
So she fell everybody's emotions.
No, of course.
And her husband created guns.
With everybody.
He created the gun that you shoot with. You know that I'm about to murder my husband with you. And she felt that, and people thought she was crazy, but she wasn't crazy.
No.
She just was really good at convincing other people to murder people.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And it came back on her because she's an empath.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know anything about that kind of thing, like psychological warfare. I'm pretty nonviolent. I know I collect weapons and I sell weapons, but I actually, you know, I don't shoot guns. I never really collected guns. That was never really my thing. There's a couple other owners, you know, we're collectors. It's three of us guys, and we started the store together, but we all collected different things with all of our areas. I actually specialize in more of the Asian hand weapons, right?
So I like the katanas, Asian. I'm of the Asian
katanas,
persuasion.
You know, that's more my speed. But
I'm happy to
sell you the Tommy gun.
Yeah.
But if you really want to know more about that kind of thing,
so
then you really want to talk to like
three
Carl
of you. I would be totally willing to talk to Carl. I mean, Carl could probably maybe be persuaded with a little bit of kind gestures.
Oh, no, probably not.
One of you would be persuaded with kind gestures for me to fall out my Sarah Winchester dream?
I don't think anybody. I think we're all pretty relying on money.
Oh, I have money. It's just we got to off
you said
the husband
$1.99?
First. Well, that's just a down payment.
Right.
I mean, the real money comes when we can get that $500 from
his. I'm happy
to
sell you the sticker. Did you still want to come in and buy the sticker?
But it doesn't have a gun on it.
Right.
So I can't feel empowered.
I mean, I'm looking at Carl. He's kind of shaking his head.
I think we should bring Carl in.
Well, he's... Don't waste my fucking time. Okay. All right. He said, you know, I don't know if you could hear him.
He was very rude.
Yeah, he's a kind of a rude guy.
Is he single?
Well, he's a gun,
I like him
he's
like
a gun
that.
Guy. In my opinion, gun guys are often, you know, us blade people are a bit more sophisticated, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, okay, you fucking snob.
We like Biden.
Sure. Well, I'm not allowed to vote.
I'm not allowed to vote either. I'm a felon.
I'm a felon too, but it was a nonviolent
Mine effect. Was violent.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. It was my grandmother.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
that was my first bout with poison. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, she was 97.
Okay.
Yeah, it was time for her to go. Huh. I needed that 299 so I could get my first, you know.
Okay, well, with that being said, I don't think we can sell you a firearm at all.
Oh.
At least not one that's functional. Oh. I might be able to sell you like
well, when I got arrested last week,
but we can't sell you the katana.
Oh, that is right. And you can do a lot more damage with the katana. You can get up close and personal.
Yeah.
Can cut his hair as you take his neck off. You're like, I always wanted you to have this haircut. And you can finally do it.
They'd have to stay pretty still for you to be able to do that.
Well, I cut his head off. And then I cut his hair.
Oh, you do that after?
Yes. I mean, with a katana, you really have that movement in your wrist, you know?
So would you do it in that, like, moment wherein he's still conscious? Like, so you decapitated him. And then he's still conscious for, like, I don't know, it's like 10 seconds or something.
Yeah, so he could, like, still look at me and know it was me.
And would he see his hair falling at that point?
Yes, it would be the haircut I finally got because I've told him for 15 years.
You tell him to cut his hair?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty brutal.
I know. He wasn't Jesus to me anymore. Right.
Well, a katana. See, I have this beautiful katana. It has a dragon inlaid on the blade, and it comes in a sheath.
My friend is a wood dragon.
It is $4,000.
Oh, my friend is a wood dragon. He will bring me the money.
Your friend is a wood dragon?
Yes, he is. He's a wood dragon.
Okay. Do you think he'll be by today?
He's probably on his way right now to bring you the money.
He's coming here?
Yes, I told him as soon as you mentioned that I could give
dragon.
A wood dragon. They're very rare.
Huh. Okay. Ching-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Oh. Kind merchant. Oh my god.
See, I told you.
It's a wood dragon here.
It is a wood dragon.
It's like it looks like a dragon made of wood.
Mm-hmm. His father was a carpenter. But not like Jesus.
No.
It wasn't.
Like masochistic.
No. But he was a great woodworker. Has patents and everything.
Did he make things out of himself or other?
He's the one that really made Pinocchio. His brother is Pinocchio.
Wait, is Pinocchio made of his own body?
Yes, I'm telling you. And that man, Geppetto, made a wood dragon.
Does this wood dragon do that?
That is what that wood dragon does.
He cuts off pieces of himself, and then they walk around.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually become real boys.
Yes, I would not ask for his feet. I would not do that. Like if you need to pack down earth and you think it's a good idea to get a wood dragon to come and pack down the earth around your house.
Wood dragon. Wood dragon. Will you make me a wife?
Hello, lover.
Oh my god.
You are the most gorgeous man I've ever seen.
And then,
are you employed?
I am. I work here at this store. I'm actually a third owner.
Oh, that is so. I've always wanted to be married to the third owner.
A third owner of a weapons store?
Yes.
That caters to collectors?
I don't believe in violence.
Me neither.
Because I'm a part of a wood dragon.
But weapons are still cool.
No, you can sell weapons, but you need to love people.
I do love people.
You need to love them a lot.
Are you saying that I shouldn't sell your father wood dragon here? This katana?
No. What you need to do is, now that you're a husband.
Yeah?
You need.
I mean, it's $4,000.
Yeah, but
it's $4,000.
You are missing the point.
And we
here.
Compete, and frankly, blades aren't doing so good.
My father is a wood dragon, the body uh-huh. that I came from.
Okay.
And he can make anything happen.
Uh huh.
You don't understand what was given to right. you. When you helped Peggy,
uh-huh.
you helped yourself.
Okay.
If it wasn't for Peggy,
uh-huh.
you wouldn't have me.
Sure, sure.
So what you need to do
uh-huh.
is quit being you.
Okay.
Okay,
oh,
you're
God.
Married now.
oh, boy.
You need to quit being you.
So do I have to stop owning a third of this store?
Just tell my father to buy it. How much to buy you out? Just tell the wood dragon how much you need. Okay, I have a lot of expensive tastes. Okay, okay. I need to be
I mean, it's
wined
like 300
and dined.
Grand.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
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 Thank you for helping Peggy.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you for helping her. She is crazy.
Okay.
And don't worry about Monica.
It's crazy you know all this. You didn't even exist like 5 minutes
I've
ago.
I've always been inside of the wood dragon.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Wait.
We watch everything.
No, wait. What do you mean?
Yes.
What does that mean?
I know what happened to you when you
wait,
were four.
Wait, so you are the dragon?
When you were four.
What?
Yes. When you fell down. Huh? You fell down. You fell yeah. down at the playground. You remember when you were four?
Of course.
Yes. And you felt all alone.
Yeah.
You remember that moment?
I do.
I was there. I was there with you.
In a tree or something?
I was all around you.
In all the trees?
In all the trees. Because we are all related.
Wait, what?
Yes, it's Native American.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, now I feel like
you got educated?
Well, no. Now I feel kind of weird about marrying you.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, I feel like I'm marrying every tree in the world. And
you are marrying every
tree
in the world.
I mean, I like some of the trees in the world, but well, I don't really like all the trees in the world. Well, I'm not sure I want to marry all the trees in the world.
It's done. We've already consummated our marriage.
What? When?
Right now.
When?
Right now.
How?
With our minds.
What?
Yes.
That's not what I think of. I mean, when
that's
I
that's where
for
I was going with you. I was bringing up that moment of when I was with you. I was getting to true intimacy.
I mean, I was kind
of
hoping.
How is it that we have been married for not even 10 minutes and we're already having communication problems about our sex life? So back when you were four.
Ah, fuck.
That was me being intimate with you. That okay. was me. That right. was us consummating our marriage. You,
sure.
You are married now.
Oh, no. Well, wait a minute. Is that what it's always going to mean?
Well, I don't know. Are you going to start
well, wait a minute.
Being and one with me? Like are you going to start communicating with me when I get intimate with you like that?
I mean,
that?
But you're all... You're
you asked to be married. You asked my father to marry you. He gave you the perfect wife.
Wait, so here's a question.
Yes. I am so a sister that couldn't get married, yes.
If I go...
Too argumentative.
Climb another tree, that's fine because it's you.
As long as you do not burrow your face.
At what?
All. Yes.
Why does that matter?
I just feel like that is not respectful to our marriage. And just don't burrow your face in the bark. Just
but,
don't burrow.
Interesting.
It's the one rule in our marriage. You can have as much money as you want,
okay.
but you just
okay.
can't.
Uh-huh.
Burrow your face in the bark.
Can I sleep with women?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All of them.
Okay.
We will never
okay.
huh. ever sleep together.
So what are you... Oh.
Yes, but I do require a pool boy.
What does that mean?
That there might be someone that doesn't...
Not me.
No.
Okay, what do I got to do?
Watch.
Watch what?
Him clean the pool.
Okay.
That is very...
Why do I need to watch him clean the pool? Are you worried
about
stealing
something? Because sometimes they think because you are fooling around with them that they don't have to
I'm
do the...
Because I'm fooling around with them?
No,
I'm
because I am.
Pool boy?
That's how people take advantage
you're
of people.
You're fooling around with the pool boy.
Yes.
But
and then he thinks that he can't go and clean the pool anymore and my leaves get all over
I gotta tell you,
in
you
that
know
pool.
What? I'm having second thoughts. I'm getting really uncomfortable with this, and frankly, I feel like I should have held up my boundaries, and I don't think I should marry a customer, frankly. And if you are the wood dragon, you know, you're one and the same. It just, it feels like a breach.
You really have to ask the wood dragon for another wife. See, this is what happens every time.
But won't she also be wood? And
no, he's been trying to get rid of me for like 200 years. And I'm telling you, you're like, your guy like 1600. What? Every time. Every time. No, I mean
Don't take it personally.
Bring me a wife. He always brings me out just hoping.
Right. I mean, no.
It's like at a marriage adoption center, like, here you go. And right. I'm supposed to come in and, you know, every time. I just fail. Everybody's like, I don't want a tree. I'm a human. I want a human.
It's kind of, you know, people like humans like humans. You know, it's kind of a thing. I mean, a tree is nice to, you know, read a book under.
See, I could have been there forever. You could have buried yourself underneath my leaves.
Well, I don't want... See, that's
it's legal morbid. In Tennessee.
Why do you go straight to my death?
Well, because I am a tree. I live a lot longer than you. I mean, my father's a wood dragon.
So I guess what does marriage even mean to you?
Well, that I just guard you and protect you and make sure that, you know, that you have everything that you need for your short life. I mean, I'm here for hundreds of years. Uh-huh. You're here for like maybe 50.
I don't know. You got the $4,000?
Oh, that's all you need. Is that all you need?
Well, let me just
let me know now before my rejection. I
don't think I can marry you, but I will sell you the katana.
Okay, so that has already been established, but just letting you know that once I'm gone,
I'll sell the lady the katana that called.
Yes,
by giving
Peggy.
Am I giving you? I still don't understand how this works. The wood dragon is your father.
Yes,
but he's also you. This is just like when somebody tried to explain Christianity to me, and I just couldn't get it.
I couldn't either because I'm a tree. But it's kind of like the same concept. Like the wood dragon is like Father God, and I would be like the Holy Spirit. The person
like
that
the same thing,
he comes back with will be like the Virgin Mary. Oh my God, the Virgin Mary.
Oh, I see.
And then, like your child would be like Jesus, and
I don't need to jump into us having a child together.
Well, yeah, because he's going to give you to the, like...
Wait a minute. When you said we already consummated, does that mean that
you're already a believer.
You're already pregnant with my child?
Yes.
What was it, like some sort of like pollen or something? Or I don't understand. How did
the best references? Have you ever seen the movie Phantasm?
Phantasm?
Yeah.
Let's see. Yes.
Okay, remember the little orb that comes through?
Sure.
That's coming through. Uh-huh. Do, 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 and it's got the spikes.
Uh huh. Sure.
That's how we consummated. And what? Then, yes, I had to tell you of a memory so you would look back on your eyes because we go through peripherally. God.
What? You went through my eyeballs?
Yes. So you had to look in the spot.
So when I looked away up for a second, you went into my eyeball?
I just got right in there and consummated our marriage.
Wait, am I pregnant?
Yes, with a squirrel.
Wait, I'm going to give birth?
Yes, to a squirrel.
What's it going to come out of?
I don't know that.
Is it going to come out of my urethra?
You have to take that up with my father, okay? I didn't plan this out. He said, come marry you, a tree. I said, Dad, we've done this 1,600 times. They always reject me. They want the Virgin Mary. Sure. He laughs. He says, just try it. That's what Jesus is really made out of. So, I mean, I don't know how your baby's going to come out. I don't know if you're going to insert it into your new wife. I don't know how you're going to do that. Yeah, I mean, asked for a wife. I failed, so I am now going back, and you're going to get a different human.
Okay.
Just like how Jesus came. This is
same
transaction. This is why you were so confused.
I'm going to give birth.
No, you're not. You're not going to give birth. Did Mary give birth? Yes.
Yeah.
So I could have given birth to like honey or something cool.
Cool.
But that didn't happen because you wanted a human because you didn't want to be with Earth. So you wanted to be with Virgin Mary.
Don't take it so personally.
It's fine. It's fine. 1600 guys. I mean.
I like, you know, flesh and blood woman.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you couldn't look past the leaves.
I guess it's really on me because I was trying to cheat. You know, I was trying to get something the easy way that can't be gotten that way. You know, and I guess that's just not how you can go about getting love.
Yeah, no, you can't go around asking random wood dragons that were made by to Pinocchio.
Make women for you. Yeah, and frankly,
to
now
make
he's,
you a wife.
Now he's talking to Carl.
Because then you get me, you know, a tree.
Yeah, your dad's looking at guns. Talking to Carl.
Yeah,
looks like he's giving him the money and he's buying himself some weapons.
He has a lot of anger.
Geez, now he's just. It looks like he's just leaving with the guns.
Oh no.
I don't really know what to. I don't really know what to do here. So I'm not going to give birth though.
I'm really confused.
Is it just going to like dissolve? Is it going to pass like a kidney stone?
Excuse me. Excuse me. I know that we're married and that you're a typical man and it's all you. But my father left the store.
Yeah.
With just the guns?
Well, it looks like a lot of guns.
And not with me.
No. You're still here. Is that woman still on the phone?
Peggy is not the problem right now. Now the problem is he is not. Sure. Ever left me? Did he look at me? Did he say anything?
Well, you were just created like 5 minutes ago.
I know, but like I have been presented to 1600 guys, and every time they reject me, I go back.
You go back in.
I don't have to stay out in this cold world.
That sounds so weird and gross to me. It's so off-putting.
It's
that
heaven.
He's a part of you, and you're a part of him.
Yes, it's like the Trinity.
I don't like that. I like being an individual.
I
think that's what I like about humanity.
Some people talk to wood dragons. Some people talk to Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people talk to spaghetti gods.
Yeah.
I really like chicken Alfredo. Oof, I could talk to chicken Alfredo all the time.
What?
Yes.
The dish?
Yes.
Like a pasta, the pasta dish?
Yes. Oh, it's so rich and creamy.
Sure.
And then if they grill the chicken on top, and not too much seasoning.
I guess.
And then like the meat to noodle to like sauce ratio. Uh-huh. You know how you
put it
on your fork and it all blends together and you.
So you're saying we are married though?
I technically...
And I am pregnant?
With a squirrel.
With a squirrel.
Yeah.
And if you want to get... But I'm not going to give birth to it?
You can go to California.
Oh, it can?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
If you go to California, you just let them know.
Okay, cool. Just let anyone in California know?
Yeah.
It's, okay, awesome.
Just tell them that you've got AK.
They'll help me out.
Roadkill.
Sure.
Understand.
And...
But you can't get rabies from squirrels.
Oh, okay. Do I have to be married to you?
Well, this is the deal.
I'm just not sure.
He's never left me before.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
You're technically married to a tree. I mean, is that even legal?
I guess not.
So, I mean, maybe he's just leaving me out here. I mean, could you do your wife?
Can I get you to root outside?
Oh,
instead of in the store?
Well, see, the whole...
Because this is like a rent... Like, we don't own... It's a shopping center, right? So, like, we don't own this land or the property. But, like, maybe if you did it, like, out back...
But, like...
Maybe? Could we get you out back?
I think I wouldn't know how to replant myself. I mean...
We could probably do it.
I kind of don't want to be outside, though. You're the only person
isn't that where
I know.
You belong? I don't mean to be rude.
You couldn't put a bench by me, and
we could put a bench. Is that what it's going to take?
I would like a bench.
Is it going to take a bench?
A bench and some grass.
Okay, sure.
You know,
we can do that.
Maybe a dog park. You know, I really
it's
like
that much.
I really like the animals.
We can put a bench.
It's not violence. You know,
I can put a bench and I can put a little sign that says no violence.
Okay. I would enjoy that.
Okay, good. All right.
And would you like do a tribute to like your wife?
What?
Yes, my wife, the tree. Well, you're not married like in real life. I mean, you're just married to a tree.
Well, yeah, but I don't want people to think I'm a weirdo.
You could give me a name.
I could give you a name.
Yeah.
Like this tree in honor of my wife.
Yes.
That's code.
Yeah.
No one else would know that's what I
marriage
mean.
Marriage is all about compromise.
That the tree is the wife.
So, yeah, marriage okay, is all yeah. about compromise. So,
all right,
yeah.
We'll plant you out back.
So look at us. Here we are making sure. a healthy relationship. Uh-huh. So uh-huh. why wouldn't you keep me?
The soil will probably be really rich from all the dumpster water.
Dumpster water? Yeah, am I going to be like a swamp thing? Like
what?
Tree?
No, nothing like that.
Like kryptonite and turn like bright green and razor blades?
No. I mean, there's a gyro place next door and we share dumpsters.
I have never been like outside. I'm just in these random places.
Interesting. Has that been outside? Never has that conversation taken place outdoors?
No. Usually my father takes me home, sure. you know, and I.
Where live, is home?
It's a celestial place.
Oh, okay.
It's very, very awesome.
No postcards or nothing.
We don't really need postcards because, like I said, course, everything is very telepathic.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's a great place.
Well, I feel like the sooner the better.
Okay.
Because I can see you're rooting. I can see you doing it.
I'm trying to.
I'd rather I mean, we are inside.
But it's so warm in here.
Yeah, but you're going to bust the walls and there's pipes underneath that you could already be doing
damage to. I already
kind of
feel them.
Yeah,
I'd
really rather you let out. Let not do that because like we need those pipes.
Can we have like
to get rid of our?
But do you know a warm, sunny place? I don't want to be around too much stench. I mean, I am a clean person.
I mean, it's warm.
Our tree.
It's warm.
Oh, do people go on me or around?
Is that what you want?
Not really. I don't want anybody to go on my bench and ruin.
So you want a bench, but nobody to sit on it.
No, not if they're going to do
okay, do you want it like a really uncomfortable bench?
With razor blades?
I don't know. That's a little too uncomfortable.
Well, it is a weapon store. I could be like
weapon but that's,
bench.
I still think that's illegal.
That might be because of children.
I think and adults.
And alcohol. Yes.
I think really anybody that would
All right. I'm an independent woman now since you're divorcing me.
Right, yeah.
You know, cool. Live, laugh, love.
Cool. And we'll plant you outside.
So, no, I don't need you to plant me. I don't need you to plant me.
I need you to
I'm moving.
Oh, my God.
On my own.
Oh, my God. You're uprooting.
I am. It's kind of like how Ursula moves.
Yeah, no, I see
And the
it.
Little mermaid uh-huh, with all the I've roots. And I'm going.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going and I'm walking. And I'm walking.
Don't mind her. She's leaving.
Out. And I found this spot right in the parking lot.
Okay. I mean...
And I'm settling down right here.
Well, hold on. That's right behind my car. If you could just move. If you were in any other place.
But this is a very warm, sunny.
In any other spot of the parking lot. In fact, just let me move my car and then you can go right back to that spot. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. Just move for like a minute.
But please don't hit me because I'm in a very delicate state. Yeah,
you're also getting bigger.
I know that because that's not nice to say to your wife. That's not nice.
You're bigger than when we met.
You're fat shaming me. I'm a tree.
That's all I'm saying.
I was a young sprout.
That's all I'm saying.
I was a young sprout 10 minutes ago.
It just feels like you took root and then you soaked up the resources from my store and then you got bigger.
Welcome to marriage. I'm moving. I'm a strong, independent woman.
All right.
Or tree.
So, okay.
Okay, did you move your car? Oh, God, he's such a horrible driver. I did know that.
All right, yep, you can just go right back there. That's good. That's fine.
Oh, God.
Best spot in the lot, but you got
it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh.
Now we'll have some shade.
Oh, yes, you'll have lots of shade. Okay. Oh, I'm settling in.
If you feel pipes, try not to squeeze them.
I won't squeeze them too hard.
All right, cool. All right, I'm going to get back to work. Have a good one.